Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly wake-up call. Happy Monday, Heart Groupers. Just wanted to let you guys know this is going to be the last Monday I'm going to do the weekly wake-up call in this format. We are actually going to be moving this to Facebook Live, and the format's going to be just slightly different. It's still going to be here for you guys to get some of the most up-to-date information on what's going on, but I do that in a video on every Friday as well to keep you guys posted with what you should be focusing on for the week ahead. What we really want to make this about is just your successes, your recognition, sharing some great success stories, things that are working for me to remind you of some of the things that are going on that you should be taking advantage of, as well as just congratulating, you know, teams and people within the organization that deserve to be recognized, but also to welcome new agents and congratulate those that are going to closings. But I also want it to be interactional. And on Facebook Live, you guys can all pop on. You can certainly share your thoughts, share a success story of somebody in your team or of yourself, something going on that's working. But also, it is where we are going to bring in somebody as often as possible to share some successes that they're having, so it can be a little bit more of an opportunity for them to be able to share with all of you what's going on instead of me just doing it. So more to come on that, but I did want to let you know that is going to be done in a Facebook Live format. So make sure that you watch for that and join me and interact and bring your success stories, bring your questions, and be willing to share. I'd really appreciate it if you'd be willing to share. And if you are one of those people that would be willing to go on Facebook Live with me and answer some questions, allow me to do a short little interview with you or have you share a success story with me, I would love to hear from you. So just email me at carrie@hergroup.com and let me know that you'd be interested. Otherwise, I'm going to be reaching out to many of you as well and hope that you'll be willing to participate. Truly, it's a great opportunity for you to be able to share your successes in social media and help you get more business. It's also going to grow your leadership. It's also going to grow those in our organization across the country as we continue to learn from each other. So I'm very excited for that. I greatly appreciate it for those of you that are willing to do it. And so today I just want to go ahead and get started with a few things. We're doing so much more in the way of training that I feel like this weekly wake-up call doesn't have to be as much about training anymore, which is why the format's changing. As you all know, and you should have your January calendar sitting in front of you, posted on your wall, in your bathroom in the morning, so you know what your day looks like. It should already have those important training sessions, and the things that are in that calendar should already be in your calendar, because remember, if it isn't there, it won't happen, right? If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't exist. So I hope that you're taking that seriously. That is why we're developing these monthly calendars. You have two Boomtown trainings and two all agent trainings a month. These are tremendous ways for you guys to get with your peers, get with your colleagues from across the country, learn what's going on, what's working in different areas, how you can implement them, and of course, learn about different things that we as an organization are also bringing to you. There was great discussion last Friday for those of you that joined in, and if you didn't join in, go ahead and listen to that recording as soon as you have some time. I truly believe you'll have some great takeaways from it that you can bring to your business immediately. So with that being said, I want to spend today just going over welcoming our new agents and congratulating those of you that are transforming lives through homeownership this week through closings, and also a few success stories that have been shared with me to recognize those of you that are really just doing some amazing things. And please don't forget to continue to share those things. Again, it's probably going to be easier for you guys to just jump on Facebook Live and do that right in real time. I will bring, of course, those things I know about as well, but I'm really looking forward to that new format with all of you. Let's start with those that are partnering with us here at Her Group across the country. Just wanted to welcome every single one of you to let you know that we're honored that you chose to be in partnership with us. We're excited to partner in your success now and throughout 2018. So welcome to Jennifer in Maine, Darlene in Maple Grove, Minnesota, Brian in Hudson, Wisconsin, Melanie in Kansas City, and Matthew in North Suburban in Minnesota. So welcome to all of you. Super excited to be in business with you, excited for this journey we're going to be on together, and I look forward to you participating in our Facebook Live every Monday, as well as the agent calls and the Boomtown calls coming up. So be sure you plug in, take advantage of all that's there for you in this time that you're transitioning into our organization. There's so much for you to learn, and we're here to support you however we can. Also, congratulations to those of you that are going to closings this week. You are continuing to transform more lives through homeownership. We're super proud of all of you. Remember, those people going to closings this week were really doing those activities about 60 and 90 days ago and really did not let their foot up off the gas pedal. So congratulations to those of you that continue to go through the months and the weeks here in January, of course, with closing. So congratulations to you and your clients. Remember, you are truly transforming their life through homeownership every time you get to a successful closing, and you're doing the same for you and your family as well every time you get to a closing. So Jim in Wisconsin is going to two closings this week. Congratulations to you. Elise in California, congratulations on your closing this week. Amy Cromer in North Carolina, congratulations to you. Mary in North Carolina as well, and David Schmidt also in Wisconsin. Congratulations to all of you for getting to a successful closing this week. I want to move to some success stories. Before I do that, I want to remind you guys of what we've got going on here. We are still in the pendings initiative, right? So as you guys all know, we are going to be doing either pendings or listings. That's really the reality, right? Why is that the case? Because those are the two things that truly are the lifeblood of your business. What we noticed and what we are noticing, and we shared this with all of you that were on the agent call, is that when we get a listing in right now, it is selling inside a couple days to at most a couple of weeks, but most of them inside that 2 to 5, 7 day time frame. What does that mean for you? If you go out there and focus your activities on generating more listings, not only are you going to get a pending in really short order, which is going to change the trajectory of your income in the next 30 days really rapidly, but you're also going to have an opportunity that 50 to 60% of the time, that listing is going to also become a buyer of yours that you are then immediately going to go and put another contract under to move to another fast closing, because they need to make that move to find a new property to move to at least 60% of the time, typically on average. So with that being said, when you have inventory out there and properties are selling as fast as they are, that means that you're going to have people coming on from the internet to your boomtown, from social media, as well as in open houses, as well as sign calls, because there's going to be a lot of activity on that property. So that also means you have an opportunity to pick up another buyer from that listing. At the end of the day, if you do a good job and you're marketing those open houses and you're door knocking around the neighborhood, you might also be able to pick up a listing. What does this mean to you? One listing can spiral to multiple transactions in very, very short order, but no matter what, in most of our markets, it's meaning a fast closing for you. So if you're out there lead generating, why not put your efforts towards listings, right? Well, good news is, starting February 1st, your monthly initiative is going to be on listings, which is why we did our agent call last Friday about listings, to prepare you guys to make sure you're coming up with the right things to say, that you feel confident as you're going into those appointments, that you are doing the lead generation for listings, and that you know how to bring value and come up against your competition so you walk away with a listing agreement. So make sure you do watch that that recorded call if you weren't able to be on it live, and maybe even if you were able to be on live, jump on that recording and listen to some of those tips, make some notes, and start executing on those things. We'll continue to bring you tons of tips throughout the month of February to help you continue to get more listings, but right now is a phenomenal time to take listings because inventory is low, they are selling fast, and it's going to generate you a lot of other calls of potential buyers and sellers as well. I also wanted to give a shout out to who is ahead in the 30 pending in 30 days initiative. We still have about 9 days to go in the month, and so plenty of time for you guys to be putting transactions together. But congratulations right now to both Maple Grove and Wisconsin for being tied for first place in pendings. Connecticut in second, and Arkansas and Vermont are tied for third. I also wanted to give a shout out to Massachusetts being in first place for listings, Connecticut and Vermont second place, and Arkansas in third place for listings. So we can make up a lot of ground, you guys. You guys have been putting together a tremendous amount of pendings here just in the last 5 days. You have plenty of time, 9 days, over a full week to make things happen, to wrap up these contracts, to get some listings under contract, or to get some listings listed that potentially could go under contract before the end of the month yet. So congratulations to those of you that are on top and that are working hard this month. We are proud of all of you, and look forward to some really great things coming our way here the last 9 days of the month with all of those pipeline buyers and sellers you have. What are you doing today to move your A buyers and sellers into a contract? Mastermind with your team. Talk to your CEO. Share in the private Facebook group. Start an email at hrg@hergroup.com and start talking with each other about the ways that you guys are doing it across the country so you can continue to help, motivate, and inspire one another to do the same for the last 9 days of the month. All right, so I also wanted to give a shout out because our hub has been working really, really hard at providing great service to all of you and to your clients. And in the last update that we received from Hively, remember, this is where we asked you guys to rate us as much as possible, to rate us whether it's a smiley face, kind of a neutral face, or it's a sad face, and to give us feedback on why you're happy or not so happy or sad with the service that you're getting, because this is the way that we continue to do better for you and your clients at all times. We did get 32 ratings in the last 7 days, which is phenomenal. That's up dramatically from where we had been. And by the way, 31 of them were smiley faces. So congratulations to the hub. Thank you all for your feedback as well. We greatly appreciate it. It's how we continue to know that we're doing things well and also how we can adjust if there's things that we need to do better. So thank you so much in advance for that. And actually, speaking of this, I didn't do my weekly wake-up call last week because you all were at our, and by the way, almost all of you were actually in attendance at our all-company meeting. So thank you guys for blocking it out and coming to that. We literally had almost 100% attendance, which was phenomenal. We also sent out the recording after for you guys to listen to again if you wanted to see the slides and to basically just review with your team members if you're in leadership, et cetera. But thank you all for time blocking and being present. We hope that you're as excited about 2018 as your leadership team is. We truly know it's going to be a just an amazing year for all of us and for all of you, and we're excited for that journey that we're going to be on together. We'll continue to bring you updates as often as possible on all the things we talked about and to continue to get you engaged in those things. We will be doing an all-company meeting every quarter, so we hope that you will plan to attend those just like you did the very first one, but we will also be sharing some updates along the way in between those timeframes with you, especially as it pertains to the lab that we're in with Gary Keller's team of developers. And so every Monday we have been jumping on those calls, which has been awesome. And just so that you know, we are involved at a very, very high level with the development team to get these things expedited as quickly as possible. And some of the things that we've been talking about are just incredible. And I just cannot wait to be able to start testing those out with all of you, but we will continue to bring you those updates as often as we can. So let's move into just a few areas of recognition before I end the call today. Just wanted to give a shout out to Christian Peterson in our Maple Grove, Minnesota location. His leader and CEO had shared that, you know, Christian had set a goal of 50 transactions closed for 2018, and his commitment early on in 2018 here in January has been amazing to watch, that he really has a goal that he has his sights on, and he started with his foot on the gas pedal and is not letting up. In the first 19 days of the year, he already pended 5 transactions and has taken 2 listings and also had a closing. And so there's a third listing that hasn't gone live yet that he's also signed. And what a huge testament to when you put your goals down in writing and you have somebody supporting you and a team supporting you and you truly are committed to that goal, what you can make happen in just simply the first 19 days of the year. And so with the rest of the year and even busier seasons upon us, I know Christian is going to knock that 50 transaction goal out of the park, and we're super proud to be in business with you, Christian, so congratulations. I also wanted to congratulate Scott out of our Miami location because he got his first buyer under contract since being with our organization. So congratulations to you, Scott. I believe you also got your first listing I saw come through as well. So you're doing some great things. I also wanted to give a shout out to Devin in Central Massachusetts because he has not been on the team that long and he's already gotten his second expired listing just in this month of January since he started calling. What an amazing thing for us all to realize. It doesn't matter how long we've been in business or how many expireds we've called. If we put our mind to it, we can all have a couple listings from those expired calls each month. And what would that do for your business if you had two more listings a month just from making some of these expired phone calls? So congratulations, Devin. Thanks for inspiring all of us, and congratulations on your hard work. Also, wanted to say congratulations to Ken in Kansas City. He not only has a new grandbaby, so congratulations, he also got his first listing with us, and that is fantastic. So congratulations to Ken, and also to Ariel for some great leadership in that location, as she really has worked with Ken to make sure that he was doing those first 1,000 dials in his first week and really staying committed to his lead generation, which has helped him dramatically early on in this partnership and in his career. So that's awesome for all of you. I also wanted to say congratulations to Shannon, who had her first listing go live in Omaha, and congratulations to Tyson as well and his leadership there to help Shannon make that happen so quickly upon partnering with her group in Omaha. Also, a big congratulations to Dan in Vermont, because he had his very first transaction in New Hampshire. He got licensed in New Hampshire not too long ago and is going to be doing business in both states, and had his first transaction come to fruition in New Hampshire. So congratulations. I know that's first of many for you. I also wanted to give a shout out because Matt Kelderman, our leader in the Dallas-Fort Worth location of her group, wanted to recognize his team members, Jennifer, Steve, and John, as they really jumped right in and have been pushing through and grinding their first week in those 1,000 dials. They've been circle prospecting their home markets. They had no dialer, and they're really committed to their activities together as a team and making some great progress, learning lots, and of course drumming up some nurtures and leads in their pipeline. So again, congratulations to all of you. Continue to do the activities. I promise you it will pay off. And congratulations to you, Matt, for your leadership and helping to help them stay accountable to reach their goals as well. So lots of great things happening. Tons of transactions, coming to fruition. People out there just building those pipelines more than we even, I think, have seen in so long. And all of you are going to be having some phenomenal momentum as we move towards the end of January into February. There's no doubt. But remember, right when it starts to feel like we've got all that momentum going, it's very natural for us to pull our foot off the gas pedal a little bit. And that's the last thing that you want to do at this venture, especially at this time of the year. And so continue to push forward and realize that this is exactly what you need to do. And the more busy you get, the more buyers and sellers in your pipeline, the more leverage that you can afford, the more you can have opportunities to get showing assistant help, the more opportunities that you can say no to those buyers or sellers that really aren't realistic, that just suck your energy and your time, right? More is better. It gives you more freedom. Trust me when I say that. I did want to give a shout out also to those of you that are rocking out the month so far. As Mike posted in the Her Group closed Facebook group, we have top team members month to date. So right now, Christian looks to be in the top spot with Heather and Brewster. So Heather has 15 listings and 2 pendings, and Christian in Maple Grove has 6 pendings and 1 listing. So they are the top 2. And then we've got Martha with 4 listings for the month so far as well. And we've got, Lisa Gillette with 3 pendings, 1 listing, Dan Preston with 3 pendings, 1 listing. So we've got Juliet Restrepo in Miami with 3 pendings and 2 listings. So we've got a number of people that have between 17 and 5 pendings and listing combinations for the month so far, with yet, like I said, quite a few days left to go, and usually the end of the month being some of the busiest months for you to put transactions together and sell listings. So I'm excited to see what happens with our top team members as we go through the January, kind of exciting to see who's going to pull up and take that number one spot, because really we've got some massive things happening with some awesome, talented people throughout our organization. So I just wanted to say a shout out and congratulations to all of you that are on that list. So a couple other things coming. You guys saw some posts in the Hergenrother Realty Group quote Facebook group about Keller Mortgage and the opportunity that's coming to all of you, except if you're in Vermont and Idaho. But we are working on those states, or Keller Mortgage is working on those states, and the time frame is yet to be determined, but we will keep you posted on that. For all the rest of you, there's going to be opportunity in real short order. In fact, your CEOs are going to be learning about this opportunity tomorrow, and then we're going to start rolling it out to you guys and some of the things that our marketing team is going to do to help you get more business with this opportunity. So very excited to share that with you. So that is something that we would like you to be on the watch out for, as well as the email that Allie sent out today in regards to the My Buyer listing. I would love for you guys to talk to your CEOs and find out more about when the boot camp is coming so that you can obviously reap the benefit of really understanding how to do this. So here's the thing is your CEOs are going to really truly learn, or they're going to task one of you to learn about the My Buyer listing so that you can really take advantage of it to the highest level and put together kind of a boot camp. It's going to be kind of workshop style, and it's going to really help you guys figure out how to tailor this campaign the best for you and your teams. So you can absolutely, all of you or any of you that want to be involved in this should, you know, make sure that you sign up and enroll in that boot camp as soon as possible. Again, thank you guys all for your hard work. Thank you for all that you're doing. Go out there and focus on listings as well as pendings. Listings are important to your business, you guys. I know all of you have an opportunity at a high level to get out there and talk to your sphere through social media, through expireds and for sale by owners, through Zillow, Make Me Move, through your Boomtown leads. Always be asking the question if they have a property to sell. The more listings you put on the market, the more pendings you're going to have and the more opportunity for additional business, along with the normal buyer pipeline you already have built up. That could be the one game-changing opportunity for every single one of you in this organization. So we're excited for you guys to continue to focus on that and take advantage of the market as it sits today. If there's anything at all that we can do for any of you, please reach out to us. Don't forget about the Hub office hours, Monday through Thursday, every single afternoon. Get to know your Hub members. Come with your questions so that you can be the best that you can be, and we can support you at the highest level possible. Take advantage of everything on your training calendar. Take advantage of all of the programs and all of the things inside your intranet. Spend some time looking in there if you haven't. Get engaged as much as possible with all that HRG has to offer you in your business. I promise if you utilize all of those things, you are absolutely going to become more efficient, more successful, more confident, more professional appearing to those that you're in business with, those that you have in your pipeline, if you continue to take advantage of all that's here for you. But if there's anything that we could do better, differently, things that you have ideas on that you'd like to have us bring forth, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Send an email to anybody in leadership. Get on the Hub office hours and share your thoughts. Send me a personal email. Click on a Hively with a comment and make a suggestion. Anything that's easy for you, we are here to support you, serve you, and help you be the best that you can be. And we really, really, truly do welcome your ideas and feedback. Thanks again so much for joining me today. Watch for more information from Becca and I on this new format of our Monday weekly wake-up call starting next Monday. Talk to you guys all soon. Bye.